Hey guys, you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Tates, and we are brought to you by the Eastwood Company. We're going to do the job right with Eastwood, always. So, we got a 3-for-1 deal here. I said TC Panic was going to swing by, and we got him here, and we got Randy Jones and Jeff Roop. Now, you guys don't know this, but this is the Bay One crew that made it possible for Jaded to get to SEMA. How are you guys? You doing good?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Kevin.
Glad to be here.
Man.
Cool.
Great.
Well, and what we just did is just do a mad thrash again, getting the Camaro, the Zed Sled project, ready for LS Fest, which it goes up there tomorrow. We got the engine sitting, we got suspension mocked up, and all that kind of stuff. And these guys just absolutely came through. So big props to having good friends, and we appreciate it. But I wanted to catch up with you, TC, and see what's going on at your shop. The last time we talked, it was probably, I don't know, maybe the spring of 2013. It's been a while. What's going on with Bay One Customs?
Well, we got a lot going on. We got about 6 builds going. We've actually got an LS we're putting in a 69 Camaro that is going to be an extreme machine. We put a magna charger on it. Should be around 600 horsepower. We've got a couple of Jaguars going. We got the Bronco going with Kiefer Thompson on Thompson Square.
Nice.
Thompson Square. And you can see all that on our blog at bayonecustoms.com.
Yeah, cool deal. Yeah, I highly encourage you guys, if you're listening, to go to bayonecustoms.com. Go to the blog. There's all kinds of cool stuff. TC's big on showing how to do stuff. There's a panel gap thing that's just outstanding. Randy Jones, why do people call you Ricky Bobby?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit country. Got a friend from down under. He, Kiwi, we call him. He stuck me with it. I've been called worse. I got an ex-wife, you know.
And Jeff Roop. I guess they call you Jeff Roop because that's what your mama called you.
Yes, officially from day one.
Yeah. And you're not only skilled with your hands, but you're actually the guy that designs TC's blog and the website and everything, right?
That's right. In a previous life, I was a web designer in my former job before I got to Bay One, and pulled a lot of the talent and skills in from there and made a nice website. We've gotten about 30,000 hits in our lifetime now.
Man, that's fantastic.
So we're quite proud of it.
Well, you should be. That's nice traffic, man.
Appreciate that. Everybody should go check it out.
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it.
I'm a big believer in wearing many hats, and you, all three of you guys, wear many hats. And what I mean by that is that everybody can be pointed different directions and come together. Multitasking is what I call it, and you guys are kings at it. And I don't know, we had the conversation today that, boy, it would be cool if we could have a shop and just all four of us work in the shop, because there's this weird, unsilent communication, isn't there?
Yeah, we work very well together. For us four to be able to communicate and work the way we do, and it's fun and cut up and have a blast with it. I really enjoy it.
Yep.
It would be more like a comedy show than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
The reality of it.
Yeah, and as usual, we walk in this morning, the car's on the rotisserie again,
uh-huh.
And we got one day to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I begged TC. I said, you know, can you come down and help? I got to get this thing ready, and it's just more than I can do with one set of hands. And of course, you know, they rallied and brought everybody here, and it looked worse than it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, we rolled right through it pretty good today.
Yeah. Well, and to get the thing on rollers, you know, I want to represent the car, the project. We're getting really nice numbers with the Hands on Car show, and Carcraft Magazine is a wonderful sponsor. So I want people to see this thing and people to see that you can build, I'm not going to say a cheap car, but you can build a relatively inexpensive car that is going to look cool and perform really well. So I'm excited about showing it off. And Holly has become a wonderful sponsor and a partner. So, you know, we're proud to get it there. So thank you guys again for helping make this happen.
Yeah, now, how much horsepower are you expecting out of this motor?
Well, stock, and this is from engine guru John Bouchard, stock, that LQ4 6-liter truck engine with those heads, it's got the LS3 Camaro and Corvette heads on it. But from 2013 to 2014, they started doing that on the truck engines. But bone stock, it's about 360 to 380, if I'm not mistaken. And John said with a cam swap, with long tube headers, and making it breathe a little bit better, never mind a tune, we should be able to add on 100 horsepower. So we're booking just south of 500 horse on a completely stock engine.
Do you know what gear you're going to run in the back of it yet?
I do. I'm going to run a 370 gear. I like that. It's a 4L60E, the automatic overdrive, and I think a 370 will be, I think it'll be a nice compromise. That's what's in Jaded, to where we'll get good off the line, you know, nice knock, and without first gear being freaking useless. What do you think? What's your thought?
I would think you'd be all over it, 355. you know, 370, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Especially that motor ought to make a lot of torque, so it ought to have a real good bottom end power, cruising power.
And it should.
Get on the interstate and roll on.
Yeah, well, since I got you here, what would you do for a torque converter on that? What kind of stall speed?
Well, I would have to get with the cam manufacturer. Whatever the cam manufacturer recommends, that's what I would put in there.
That's the right answer, actually.
That's always, people always over cam them or over converter them, and if you just match them, it always works, and they know what works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that truck, I don't know, probably stall speed factory. Randy, what would you say? 22?
About 222.
Yeah,
something like that.
So, you know, we'll get a higher stall just to get a little bit more poop out of it off the line. You know, I'm thinking 2,500, 3,000 range, something like that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll definitely be fun to run.
Yeah. Get some gas mileage.
Yep.
And go to Kroger's all at the same time while you're waxing somebody going down a road. That's what I'm talking about.
I like it.
It's got like a 255 gear in it right now, so it would probably run 160 if you could ever.
It doesn't have much of any gear in it right now. But it rolls. It rolls. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to TC about is SEMA Show. What are your plans? Are you going to have a vehicle out at SEMA this year?
This year, I am not taking a vehicle. For 2 years, I took a vehicle and was stressed out for 2 years straight. So this year, I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to work with Eastwood a little bit, and I'm going to work with Heat Shield Products a little bit in their booth, and actually be able to relax and wander around and look at the cars and stuff, because it's extremely stressful to build a car and get it there, and the timeline is coming, and there's nothing you can change about that, and it's a lot of work.
Well, not only is it a lot of work, but, you know, and I didn't realize that until we had the Mustang out there, but when you're there with a car, it's like a magnet that sucks you up to it. Whether it's people wanting to talk about it or reel you in, or you just want to keep checking on it, make sure there's no dust on it, or somebody hasn't, you know, set their Coke down on the hood or something like that.
And the minute you leave, somebody says, oh, you wouldn't believe who just came by, because you're meeting everybody there.
Oh, yeah. I watched Richard Rawlins do a couple laps around that truck last time, and a bunch of Middle Eastern guys with big fat checkbooks around the Cameo truck, too.
Yeah, and the MMA guy, what's his name?
Dana White. Scrape, yeah, yeah, from Tap Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Tim. Tim's a great guy.
I missed him. So you never want to leave, because you want to get all the input, because it's such a big deal. And we're in Hot Rod Alley with all the big hitters. So we're right in the middle of it. So it's a lot.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Well, I'm not bringing a car out, but I will be running again with Eastwood. We're doing some hands-on car stuff. I'll be doing some more interviews out there, and, you know, just chasing people down and wanting to talk to all the cool kids. And that's what SEMA is all about. One of these days, we're going to get Randy and Jeff out there, too.
Yep. Y'all would enjoy that.
I'll see if I can get my permission slip signed.
Well, tell me about this Jaguar. It's an E-Type Jaguar. Beautiful car that I've seen on the blog. If you go to bay1customs.com, the blog, you'll see some of the tech on. Is that the right URL, Jeff?
Blog.bay1customs.
Blog.bay1customs. You'll see this car in process, and you're telling me that you've got it just about ready for paint, right?
Yes, we're real close to paint. It's a 65 Roadster, E-Type Roadster. It has a hard top and a soft top. It's supposedly only got around 30,000 original miles, so it's an extremely rare car. But it's not near as rare as the one we're fixing to build.
Okay, tell me about that.
We're fixing to build a 36 Jaguar. It was the first year it was actually named Jaguar. It was Standards and Swallows before. So this one actually has Standard and Swallows emblems and Jaguar emblems on it, and there's only 13 of them left in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
So it'll really be a fun build.
So does the same guy own this one as the E-Type?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of Jaguars.
So he's a collector then?
Yes, loves them.
You know, isn't it cool to work for somebody that loves the cars that they're handing off to you?
Yeah, and every time he sees it, he always tells me, that's the most beautiful car they ever made.
No doubt. I agree with him on the Z-Type Jags.
Yeah, and we have a 60, what's his blue one, 64, that he's had since 1967. And he's actually restored himself twice, and then we redid it a couple of years back.
Got it right.
Yeah, yeah, and and now we're doing the 65.
Yeah.
So
very cool. Well, have you got plans for doing any more Power Nation stuff with RTM? Are you going to go down there at all?
I have to have a certain type build for that show. But the Jaguar would probably be, I'd have to call John with the Jaguar. He would probably like to have that Jaguar, because it is so unique and a rare car.
Yeah. Well, they like to see what you've got going on, too. because you've helped out a ton on all of those shows, and everybody appreciates you. Everybody's on a first-name basis with you, of course, and the St. Lawrences and John Kurtz and everybody thinks the world of you, and I'm sure that if you show John a couple of pictures of that thing, you know, it'd look pretty good with Courtney sitting in it, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be beautiful. It'd be beautiful.
Is there anything custom going on that car, or is it a restoration?
It's exactly a restoration. So we even have a booklet on every color for every piece exactly the way it was originally, which is extremely hard to build a car that way. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to build a 68, 69 Camaro because you can go buy those parts, have them ship it to you. On the Jaguar, you have to disassemble every piece, all the carburetor linkage and every piece of it, either have it zinc plated, chromed, painted, whatever it is, and then put it back together exactly the way it was, or it doesn't retain the value if you start modifying stuff. So we actually spent about a week just trying to figure out the texture that was inside the bonnet because you had to recreate it exactly the way it was originally.
Right, right. And that's a tough thing, too. Any way you look at it is tough, but completely restoring one 100% original, like you said, you can lose points, or the owner can lose points, and then he looks at you and said, why didn't you do this texture coating underneath the bottom of the aluminum hood or the bonnet or whatever it is? So do you find that stressful, or is it just more of a fun thing to do the research?
It's more of a challenge, but the customer base, that car finish is a little over 100,000, maybe 150,000. Mm-hmm. And your customer base looking for that is a Jaguar specialist.
Yep.
So he is looking at all those spots. It's got to be exactly
so
the way it was.
You're talking about an educated buyer if it's somebody that's going to buy that car, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Mark Lambert talks about that, and that's the best person to sell that car to because they know what it is that they're looking at.
Yep.
Yeah.
The value.
Well, and also the owner too, if he knows what he's got. You know, he can appreciate it. He understands what it's worth to be a steward of that vehicle and do it properly until the next owner gets a hold of it, right?
Right. Yep, yep. Yeah. So, and right now in the shop, we've got several going, and we've got several different styles. So we've got a Bronco going for Kiefer Thompson, and that's fun. It's easy, simple, take it apart, and have fun with it.
Yeah.
The Jaguar's a little more stressful, so you get a little stress on the Jaguar. You can work on the Bronco or the Camaro we're doing for Robert Snitzer. That's going to be an unbelievable car.
Yeah, that's a cool car.
Yeah, it's got everything you can do to it, just about.
Yeah.
So,
well, a supercharged, what, LS1 in that thing?
Yeah, 6.0.
Yeah. 6-liter LS engine in a 69 Camaro. I mean, your power to weight is going to be crazy.
Yeah, and we've turned the blower around, the intake of the blower where it comes into where the cow vents used to be, got rid of the wipers. So it sounds really cool when you rev it up and you hear the air going through the cow vents. And push button transmission, just everything you can think of, it's got it.
Yeah, what I like is that you just rattle that stuff off, just like it's just nothing, you know, like the flip around license tag on that Cameo pickup. You made a motor in a chain driven flip thing where you can see the custom tag. It's just like a moonshine vehicle or a James Bond thing. It was just cool, and that stuff just rattles off your, and you just do it, you know. So it's I call it your type of person fearless. You know, in the sense that you're not afraid to try anything. So how did you get that?
Just doing it for years and years and years and picking your battles. So you kind of have an idea knowing that you can get from A to B and then just go at it.
Yeah, well, let's go around the room. And that's your philosophy. Randy, you're a jack of all trades as well. You're not afraid to try anything. I mean, you were doing upholstery. We were doing upholstery on Jaded and then, you know, cutting out the e-brake handle, measuring stuff, and we had time to measure 1.5 times, and that's it, and start cutting. Mm-hmm. And everything fell together, and it's not an accident. It's because you know what the heck you're doing. How did you end up starting to work on cars and learning this stuff?
Well, it's like when you're poor and ain't got no money, and you can't afford to pay somebody to do it, you're sitting underneath your tree in your front yard, and you say, well, I got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make it go. You got to do this, got to do that, and heck, I'm 48 now. Ooh, Lord mercy.
Boy,
oh, come on. Don't kick me.
I was
me
wondering what
down.
That creaking was. That's your knees.
Yeah, it smell like Geritol formaldehyde, probably. But, you know, it's just, it's fun. It really is. And any time to work with TC, Jeff, and yourself, it's a pleasure. You know, I like today, I was going to finish painting on one of my trucks, and TC called. And without a doubt, everything gets put on hold because, hey, I'm going to go have fun, you know. We're going to get right. Something done, have a good time. And I'd just soon do this as to eat when I'm hungry, you know.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I like to eat.
Well, and it is fun. I do this every day for a living, and coming here is a stress relief, even though I'm doing the same thing that I do every day at my shop.
Yeah, so. Well, it's a stress relief for me, too, because I know, and as well as you know, when I'm working with you, any one of you guys, you know, we can point you at something, and it's going to get done. And Jeff, you're an IT guy, you know, and that there's something wrong that you've got dirt under your fingernails, and you're a computer whiz, too. So I think it's really cool, and even, you know, prepping Jaden and stuff, we all just had this board full of stuff, and today it's just a cool thing to be around guys that don't get intimidated with what has to happen.
Right.
And I attribute that to knowing what you don't know. Everybody in here knows how to do stuff, but none of us is afraid to ask for help.
That's right.
Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, and we all work well doing that together.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, we're going to make fun of each other. Randy says, "I need, you know, what about this thing here?" And somebody knows the answer. Oh, we're gonna rail the hell out of him. But
why not?
You know, why not? But at the end of the day, it's about communication, and I think that maybe is the secret to our little Four Musketeers thing. I don't know. Maybe we could just talk to each other.
The spoken and the unspoken. I mean, you can kind of tell if somebody's standing there looking around. You kind of say, "Hey, what do you need?"
Yeah.
You go on from there.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and honestly, today. I'm fortunate and blessed to have two workshops at my studio, and we're in the studio this time with, you know, half of the tools that I've got. A lot of the stuff's up in the body shop, you know, with the old Packard, and there's a Challenger up there. Most of my hand tools are like makeshift. I got some great Eastwood tools, but everybody's hunting for tools. Half the stuff's here, but we still managed to get it done. So.
Yep. And you got some good exercise because you've been to the other shop.
I did. Yeah,
times.
What was the phrase of the day? Oh, it's in the other shop.
Yeah.
I see Kevin. He's in the upper shop.
Yep. Yep. Well, very cool. Well, I can't wait to see what's coming down the road. I can't wait to see the Jaguar. I want to see your scout finished. Jeff Roop has got a great scout that's been an in-and-out project with Bay One for a couple of years.
And too long.
Randy's working on a bunch of COE stuff, so everybody's got their hands in it, and I can't wait to see what's coming down the pike for everything. But I wanted to say thank you again to all you guys for all of your help, always. Whenever I need it, you guys just appear, and it's a good thing. I appreciate it.
Ta-da.
We appreciate it.
Enjoy it, man.
Thanks for having us. We
absolutely
really enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, guys, you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates, and we're brought to you by Eastwood. Keep in mind, all of the podcasts that we've done are on the Eastwood blog page. So don't be afraid to go to the bottom of the Eastwood sales page. Look at the blog. There's all kinds of great stuff on there. There's a West Coast report. I've heard that we're going to get a Canadian report. We're talking to a rock star car builder up there. The live streams that we do on the internet, it's really cool stuff. It's great information, and it's all on the Eastwood blog. Because I've said before, Eastwood doesn't just want to sell you tools. They want you to have a good experience learning how to use them. They want to show you how to use them. So that's to me, one of the cool things about Eastwood. So keep us in mind. Keep on the blog. See what's coming down the pike. For now, we're going to sign off. I'm Kevin Tates, and you're listening to Shop Talk. Do the job right with Eastwood.